What? Temperatures falling into the middle 30s will result in frost formation. Where? Western Hampton, Massachusetts, Eastern Hampton, Massachusetts, and Eastern Hampshire, Massachusetts counties. When? From midnight tonight to 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Sunday. Impacts. Frost could kill sensitive outdoor vegetation if left uncovered. Take steps now to protect tender plants from the cold. And now the hourly information for the Greater Northeast. Here are the 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time observations for Western Massachusetts. At Pittsfield, it was cloudy. The temperature was 45 degrees, the dew point 36, and the relative humidity 70%. The wind was southwest at 3 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.95 inches and steady. At North Adams, it was cloudy. The temperature was 44 degrees, the dew point 37, and the relative humidity 76%. The pressure was 29.97 inches and rising. In central New England and eastern New York, throughout the region, skies ranged from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. It was 50 at Springfield, Massachusetts, 42 at Keene, New Hampshire, 40 at Bennington, Vermont, 40 at Glens Falls, and 48 at Albany. Looking around the Northeast, at Springfield, Vermont, it was clear, with a temperature of 42. At Boston, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 51. It was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 43 at Burlington and 46 at Buffalo. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 50 at Poughkeepsie, 58 at New York City, and 47 at Rome. Again, the 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time hourly information for Western Massachusetts. It was cloudy, and temperatures were between 44 and 45 degrees. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, eastern New York, and southern Vermont. For this afternoon and tonight, no hazardous weather is expected at this time. And now the extended outlook for the period Sunday through Friday. Periods of rainfall are expected Sunday night through Tuesday night. There is potential for heavy rainfall Monday night into Tuesday, which could pose the risk for aerial and river flooding, though there is uncertainty in timing, location, and amount of precipitation. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation is not expected at this time. Synopsis. High pressure will build in tonight with cold conditions. A dry and seasonable day is expected to close out the weekend with clouds increasing later in the day. Periods of rainfall are expected Sunday night into Tuesday with seasonably cool high temperatures and seasonably mild low temperatures. A brief period of dry weather is possible in the middle of the week before more wet weather is likely for the end of the week into the weekend. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Northern Berkshires tonight, mostly cloudy this evening, then clearing. Patchy frost after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, areas of frost in the morning. Sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain in the evening, then rain after midnight. Lows around 40. South winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southeast after midnight. Chance of rain 90%. Monday, cloudy. Rain in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 80%. And for the Southern Berkshires tonight, mostly cloudy this evening, then clearing. Patchy frost after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour this evening, becoming light and variable. Sunday, patchy frost in the morning. Sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon. Sunday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain in the evening, then rain after midnight. Not as cool with lows in the lower 40s. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 90%. Monday, cloudy. Rain in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 80%. And now the extended forecast for the radio listening area. Monday night, showers likely in the evening, then rain after midnight. Near steady temperature in the mid-40s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 90%. Tuesday, rain in the morning, then showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain 90%. Tuesday night, showers. Lows in the upper 40s. Chance of rain 80%. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Showers likely, mainly in the morning. Highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain 70%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the lower 40s. Chance of rain 40%. Thursday and Thursday night, mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. Lows in the mid-40s. Friday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-50s. Friday night and Saturday, showers likely. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain 60%. You are listening to the Know It Weather Radio WWF48 and Know It Weather Radio WXM82, the voice of the National Weather Service for Western New England and adjacent Eastern New York, broadcasting the latest weather forecasts, warnings, and other information 24 hours a day. West WF48 and WXM82 are brought to you with the cooperation of Berkshire Broadcasting, the Berkshire Community Fund, Richmond Emergency Management Office, Sheffield Emergency Management Office, and the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Management. WWF48 is coming to you from a radio tower in the Mount Greylock State Preserve in Adams, Massachusetts, at 162.525 MHz, and WXM82 broadcast at 162.450 MHz from atop Catamount Mountain in Egremont, Berkshire County, Massachusetts. This program is provided by your National Weather Service office in Albany, New York, on the campus of the University at Albany,